Short on time? We've got you covered. Welcome to the 5-Minute Torah, where you can digest big thoughts on the weekly Torah portion in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy this teaching, please share it with your family and friends.
Parshat Re'eh, Deuteronomy 11, 26 through 16, 17. The Snowball Effect. Have you ever heard of the snowball effect? As you know, the snowball effect is a process that begins with something that is seemingly insignificant, but then builds on itself, becoming exponentially larger over time. It comes from the concept of a snowball rolling down a hill. In theory, it picks up both mass and momentum the longer it rolls. After just a little while, it would become quite massive and very difficult to stop. This concept has been applied to many things, but it has spiritual applications as well. In Pirkei Avot, Ben Azai tells us, "Run to pursue a minor mitzvah, commandment, and flee from a transgression. For a mitzvah brings another mitzvah, and a transgression brings another transgression. For the reward of a mitzvah is a mitzvah, and the reward of a transgression is a transgression." This is the principle of the snowball effect. If we begin traveling in a certain direction, whether toward or away from spiritual matters, we will create a momentum that will be difficult to stop. If we succeed in surrendering one area of our lives and being obedient to one instruction from the Torah, we will naturally be inclined toward the next one. We will find that obedience will have become a little easier. However, the reverse is also true. If we refuse to be obedient to one of the Torah's instructions, then it will be more difficult to obey other instructions. Soon, we will find ourselves in a place of utter rebellion, where even the easiest commandments are forsaken. This is the principle behind the introductory words of this week's Torah portion. See, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and the curse, if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way that I am commanding you today, to go after other gods that you have not known. That's Deuteronomy 11, 26 through 28. The Lord tells us that He gives us two choices, a blessing or a curse. The blessing comes about through obedience, and the curse through disobedience. Every day, we have the choice to enjoy blessings or curses. Every day, we have the choice to either obey or disobey. Each one of these choices will produce its own fruit. Obedience brings a blessing, and disobedience brings a curse. Once we make our choice to embark on the journey of obedience or disobedience, we will find that it is easier to continue down that same path than it is to turn around and head in the opposite direction. The Didache, one of the earliest non-canonical teachings of the apostles, explains the ramifications of this choice. There are two ways, one of life and one of death, and the difference between the two ways is great. Didache 1:1. Does anyone ever wake up in the morning and say, "I think I'll do evil today"? Possibly, but by far most of humanity does not. We don't usually set out on the wrong path with intention. However, we might end up on that path if we do not take calculated steps to avoid it. Therefore, if we combine the warning of the Torah with the explanation of Ben Azai, we will see the ramifications of choosing the proper path. See, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and the curse if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God. Run to pursue a minor mitzvah and flee from a transgression. For a mitzvah brings another mitzvah, and a transgression brings another transgression. For the reward of a mitzvah is a mitzvah, and the reward of a transgression is transgression. Let's get that snowball rolling. Let's take intentional steps today to pursue blessings through obedience so that everything we do for the kingdom will be multiplied exponentially.
Are you enjoying the 5-Minute Torah podcast? Want to share these 5 minutes of Torah with others? Please help spread the word by liking, sharing, and reviewing this podcast. You can also grab the printed version of Volume 1 or Volume 2 from Amazon. Perfect as a gift or for your Shabbat table. 5-Minute Torah. We've got you covered.